Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings and practices of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Joan Tim, in loving memory of Richard and Jeffrey. Today's gospel lesson comes from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Glory to thee, O Lord. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate a special day in the church. Today is the feast of St. Titus. I should say probably a little bit about St. Titus here at the beginning. You might be familiar with the name, but you might not know much about him. St. Titus is remembered as a saint for a number of different reasons, but primarily because he serves as an associate, as a companion, really as a mentee of the Apostle Paul. And what he winds up doing is accompanying the Apostle Paul in many different places and times and locations. He travels around with him. He serves at other times as St. Paul's kind of emissary. He goes where the apostle can't go, and there he tends to the people in that place, oftentimes churches that the Apostle Paul has planted. St. Timothy goes and he preaches and he tends to the church of God in the stead of the Apostle Paul. And in fact, St. Titus continues that work after the death of the Apostle Paul, and that places him in a very special place in the history of the church. You see, the church began with, of course, the apostles of the Lord Jesus, the 12 disciples, and those who were eyewitnesses to his ministry. And the Lord Jesus interacts with them. He teaches to them. He preaches to them. He performs miracles in their sight. And then following the resurrection and following his ascension into heaven, those are the people then that are sent out to proclaim the gospel to the whole world. They, of course, do that job and do it dutifully. But eventually, of course, those apostles grow old and die. And when they do that, there's a sea change in the life of the church, because now that task of proclaiming the gospel to the world must be carried out by others who were not eyewitnesses to the Lord Jesus necessarily, but were instead those who had heard the message themselves and therefore carry it out in their lives. And that is the place really that St. Titus fills in the life of the church. He serves as an emblematic representative, especially along with St. Timothy, as the first generation of pastor. That is, he, like myself, was not an eyewitness to the miracles and the preaching and the teaching of the Lord Jesus, but he heard that message from someone else who preached to him, and he in turn took that message and preached it to others.
So St. Titus is important certainly for the things that he did himself, but perhaps is even more important for our understanding of what a pastor is and what a pastor does. So he serves the Apostle Paul, like I said, as a companion, as an associate, as an assistant, you might say, in mediating with the Corinthian church, in doing kind of administrative work that the apostle needs him to do, that is taking things from here and getting them to there. And he serves, especially later on in his ministry, as what we might today call a church planter or even a bishop, as one who cares for a group of churches. And in the case of St. Titus, he does this especially on the island of Crete. And he establishes the churches there. He appoints pastors, as we hear in our epistle lesson for today, from the epistle written to Titus. And he cares for the churches on Crete such that even today he is considered the patron saint of Crete. That is, the people there, the church in that location, remember with great fondness the work that he did that brought the gospel to their shores and that ensured its preaching down through the generations so that all the Cretans might hear and believe and be a part of the Christian church. That is, they give thanks for the work of the Apostle Titus at the beginning of the church in that location. So, as I mentioned before, you also might know the name of St. Titus because one of the books in the New Testament is written to him. You'll be familiar with the epistle to Titus, getting its name, not because Titus wrote the epistle, but because, like I said, it's written to him. So St. Paul, at one of these times in his ministry where he has sent Titus elsewhere, in this case to the island of Crete, intends to give Titus some encouragement and some advice and to guide him, to continue to guide him in his ministry on Crete, sends Titus a letter with some instructions to him and, like I said, some encouragement and other things to him as well. And that's the epistle, often called a pastoral epistle, that you will be familiar with. So let's turn our attention to that now and notice a few things about this letter that St. Paul writes to St. Titus. We'll begin at the very beginning of the book, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. So Paul acknowledges himself as the author of this letter to St. Titus. He calls himself a servant of God or an apostle of Christ Jesus, and he encourages Titus with these words: he's an apostle for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time manifested in his word through the preaching which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. We can see here that the Apostle Paul considers it paramount of his ministry, really what makes him an apostle, what gives him the authority that he has, comes from the centrality of preaching God's word to his people. He's been given this title of apostle for the sake of the faith of God's elect, that is, for the sake of the faith of the saints. And this is something that we always want to remember. What are pastors for? The preaching of the gospel that comes to us in sermons and in Bible studies comes to us for the sake of creating and sustaining the faith of God's elect. Pastors are sent to preach. St. Titus goes to this place to preach, and Apostle Paul travels around preaching for the sake of creating and sustaining faith in those who hear. And all of this is manifested in the world by his word. That is a reference, of course, to the Lord Jesus coming in the flesh, but also a reference to the fact that God's word is preached, and where God's word is rightly preached, there he is among his people. God's word manifests his presence. It makes clear his presence in the world and especially to his people. The Apostle Paul focuses on this at the beginning of this letter because he wants St. Titus to know and to remember why he is doing the work that he is doing. St. Titus, too, has been entrusted as a pastor with the charge primarily of preaching God's word to God's people. He wants that message to go out, and he wants God's people to know who it is that the Lord Jesus is and what he has done for them. And the job of St. Titus is to make that known, particularly in the church. And so he continues by wishing grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ the Savior to St. Titus. And this then is what he says with respect to the work that St. Titus is given to do. This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might put what remained in order and appoint elders in every town as I directed you. So now he's reminding St. Titus of the job that he has to do, and that is he's following after the Apostle Paul, and he's, as the Apostle says, putting what remained in order. St. Paul has preached the gospel there and has begun to establish churches, but they aren't fully finished. They aren't completely in order. And so the job of St. Titus is to come after the apostle to continue the preaching of God's word and the teaching of God's people so that the church of God can be ordered, can be united, can be structured as it ought to be, so that this message can be more clearly proclaimed to the saints of God and to those who do not yet know and believe. So he leaves St. Titus behind him to put the churches in order. And how is he going to do this? Partially, as the apostle says, and to appoint elders in every town as I directed you. So now here the word in the Greek for elder is a word that oftentimes gets associated with the title of pastor. So what St. Titus is doing is he's going around, he's finding Christians who have heard the gospel message and had it preached to them, and he's looking around for people, for men, who will serve as fathers, who will serve as leaders, who will serve as encouragers of those groups of people that have been gathered around God's word. And he's to appoint them to the office of pastor. He's to set up in these group of Christians that exist on Crete, pastors who will be overseers, who will be elders, who will be respected men, who will help to guide the Christians in their life of faith. So he's going around and he's looking for men who will be qualified to do this task. And so the apostle gives him a list of characteristics that he ought to look for in order to qualify the men for these jobs. So he says, if anyone is above reproach, the husband of one wife and his children are believers and not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination. So he's saying, Titus, look for these things. Look for people who are of good character, who are above reproach. That is, not scoundrels in their communities. He should be married, the husband of one wife, not of many. He shouldn't be a womanizer. And his children ought to be believers. That is, he has managed his own household well. And he's not open to the charge of debauchery or insubordination. That is, he has self-control, and he's willing to recognize the authority of others when they are put over him. Then he says, this man is qualified to be an overseer or an elder in the church of God. For, he says, an overseer, as God's steward, must be above reproach. He can't be arrogant or quick-tempered. He shouldn't be a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but he should be hospitable. He should be a lover of good. He should have self-control and be upright and holy and disciplined. Why? So that he can do that job of preaching God's word faithfully, so that the people under his care will hear God's word. And in that hearing of God's word, they will be drawn to repentance. They will recognize that they are sinful and need to turn around and follow not their own ways, but the ways of God. And then he should use God's word with this the self-control and this discipline that he's been given to teach people what God's word says. That is, what the Lord's will is for them and for their lives, that everything that the people see and do will be for God and for his glory.
And so we see now, really, that when we celebrate St. Titus, what we celebrate is the gift of pastors. We celebrate the fact that God has appointed men over his church to preach his word, to serve his people, so that they might hear the gospel and believe in the forgiveness of sins offered in our Lord Jesus Christ, and continue to have their faith strengthened, that they might always and ever continue to trust in our Lord Jesus Christ and what he has said and what he has done for them, that they might be safe in the ark of the Holy Christian Church and hold fast always to the promises of God, which we find in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, brothers and sisters, join me today in giving thanks for St. Titus and the blessing that he has been not only to the people of Crete down through the centuries, but to the whole Church of God, who gives thanks for the many and various faithful men that God has given us as pastors to preach his word, that all of us might hear and believe and have forgiveness and life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2180. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.